Does this maybe come out of this whole discussion about the eggheads, the scientists, if you will, that have been helping him in his campaign that helped in 2006 and then in 2010, where they have learned how to best utilize their candidate rather than putting him on, you know, satellite interviews around the state or around the country? Maybe they think it's a better use of his time, and certainly they committed a lot of time to this, to go and speak to people who are just very much entrenched in this process. The people who are in this political process, who will be key in getting the word out to those who will show up at the polls in these primary contests.
I absolutely think that that's the case. Again, you know, I'm told that Governor Perry spent about a total of 8 hours, which is a lot of time for a candidate, particularly when you're out trying to raise money. But again, it's part and parcel of the Perry campaign strategy to do things in sort of a bold and unconventional way, and to not always, you know, Dave Carney knows, and I've heard him say this, you know, you're never running the campaign from 2 years ago. You had to evolve. I remember in 2010, it was very controversial when Governor Perry decided not to meet with editorial boards, or to seek editorial board endorsements. Well, they had some sound science behind that. They had discovered that in a Republican primary, we're not talking about a general election, but in a Republican primary, the candidate who got endorsed by the major papers was much less likely to be nominated.
Yeah.
So they calculated that this was not worth their time. And it had never been done.
Well, not only not worth their time, but as you indicate, would be harmful to the campaign.
Would be harmful to the campaign, and it's a waste of time. I remember asking Governor Perry about that on his campaign plan in 2010, and he said, you know, the most important decision you make as a candidate is where and how to spend your time. And so, I think that we see those decisions being made, and sometimes they're not the traditional decisions that you see out there, but they're not afraid. This is not a campaign that lives in fear. And whether they win or lose, or go down in a ball of flames or win or whatever, there will be some unconventional strategies employed.
So where's he going to be spending his time coming up? Where's he headed now?
Well, he is going to New Hampshire this weekend. Got a couple events on Saturday that I know of. If anybody knows anything else, please let me know. Sometimes it's kind of hard to get that schedule information.
Yeah, right.
You're out on the road and they add an event and you just have to scramble to get to it. On Monday, he's got two events in South Carolina. This is Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And he's got a sort of a town hall meeting with Congressman Tim Scott. And then at 3:00, highly anticipated forum that is sponsored in part or being put together in part by Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina. He's a big Tea Party figure, and it's sort of an unusual format. It's a very conservative panel, and they're basically going to go into depth, they say, on conservative issues. I saw the press release today. They said it's not going to be a typical media gotcha platform. They're really going to go into depth, and all of the major candidates will be there.
And this is on Monday?
This is on Monday, 3 p.m. South Carolina time,
okay.
So 2 p.m. our time. The Texas Tribune will be covering it. At this point, we don't have any live stream set up, but we will be giving information as it happens. So texastribune.org is your place for that.
But this must speak to how important that Tea Party vote is and you know, that Southern strategy as well. I mean, you know, a lot of people have written about the fact that if Perry can sweep Romney in the South, it may not lock it up for him, but that'll make it real tough.
Yeah, I think the in the early going, in terms of where they've spent their time and who has gotten the interviews and how it's all gone down. I mean, the three early states are basically Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina that gets paid a lot of attention to. Nevada's in there too, but we haven't seen a whole lot of activity there. But I think you're seeing Perry really make a push in Iowa and in South Carolina. They haven't given up on North on New Hampshire by any means, but it is a tougher go in New Hampshire. There's no question about it. Mitt Romney is from Massachusetts. You know, I'm not a huge traveler, but I have been in New Hampshire recently, and you know, it's really it's right next to Boston. It's in their media market, and so he's there all the time. But Iowa and South Carolina, I think Iowa is a place where evangelical voters really play an oversized role. There was one poll, a kind of famous poll in 2008, that said 60% of the electorate there was evangelical. It may not be quite that high, but it's around half of the GOP electorate is Christian conservative, essentially.
Yeah.
And in South Carolina, Southern boy, he's doing great there so far. So I think in Florida, Florida is going to be a huge factor. And yes, that's Perry does have some strength, obviously, in the South, and I think that will be a major, major part of his strategy.
All right. Jay Root covering this for the Texas Tribune and going along for the ride as well, and we'll be checking with him on the campaign trail. Thanks, Jay.